June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8 o'clock hour on your official home of the Texas Rangers here on Sean and RJ. We're about to be joined by former Ranger and Twins executive Thad Levine live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Yesterday, Chris Young, though, addressed my idea of maybe trading Jacob DeGrom with the G-Bag Nation. And judging by, I think, the sarcastic laughs from CY, it's not happening.
You mean in terms of Jacob being moved?
Could you guys be sellers? Or is it like, hey, we got this guy. We've waited for him. He's
Jacob
amazing.
DeGrom's not going anywhere. I can assure you of that. That's not something we feel like we've got a core pitching group in place with Jacob and Nathan Eovaldi, big free agents that we brought in here to anchor the pitching staff. We feel like we have good young pitching with Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker and Cody Bradford. So we feel like we have the makings of a very good starting rotation, not only this year, but for years to come. We're not interested in disrupting that.
So that's CY dismissing that. We have Thad Levine on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Are we still working on audio, Thad? Can you hear us? Yeah, he's still working on his audio.
Yeah.
Peyton, go ahead, give him a call on the phone, and we can just look at him while we're talking to him on the phone. But this was the triple threat for the future of the Rangers with John Daniels, AJ Preller, and Thad Levine.
There's no doubt. It was like a DVD only in... Only front office form.
I was going to say,
and successful.
It came to be. Yeah. They built a World Series contender.
That's right. But yeah, it was. I mean, they were young. It was kind of the new wave of what was going on at the era where everyone was going with, not, I don't want to say the money ball tactics, but just the front office guys that were these smart. What a novel concept.
JD was the strategist. AJ was the scout. And Thad was the recruiter. That's the way many people thought of that Rangers front office team. Then Thad goes on to work in the Twins front office. And we got the Rangers and the Twins starting up today on this radio station. Thad, we connected. We got you?
Yes. Sorry about that, fellas.
All good. What have you been up to lately?
You know, just prepping for this opportunity to jump on with you guys. I've been doing a lot of things. I've been staying as connected as I can to professional sports, but been involved in a lot of different things. It's been a really enjoyable time for me.
All right, Thad, give us your perspective, or what you think is Chris Young's perspective on what the Rangers are. We know an all-world pitching staff. The offense has been pretty terrible. How are you looking at the Rangers and trying to get into the postseason?
I mean, I think you just summarized it in some regards. You know, the pitching has been probably objectively better than expected. The offense has been significantly less than what they expected. You know, they built a team that was supposed to be just an absolute murderer's row from 1 through 9 in the order. They built a lineup where you came back from a commercial break and you didn't know who you were facing, but it felt like the 2, 3, 4 hitters, regardless of where they were in the lineup. And for whatever reason, it hasn't clicked. They made a tough decision earlier in the season, letting Donnie Eckert go and changing the voice in the dugout from an offensive perspective. But I think this is one of those scenarios where it's up to the players to figure out exactly what's going on, because the talent is certainly there. It's just the production hasn't necessarily come. And as you guys know, pressure is an incredible thing in sports. And I think these guys are dealing with some enhanced pressure right now and trying to navigate some choppy waters. But on the pitching side of things, it's just been spectacular for the Rangers. And hopefully they're going to get Eovaldi back soon, because he has been a bona fide Cy Young contender this year. And DeGrom is everything they expected him to be. But up and down that rotation, you know, they've been sitting in the top five in the major leagues in productivity out of the starting rotation. Their pen has been solid after some, you know, a little bit choppy waters early in the season. But I think if you're Chris Young, you're sitting there and saying, what is the identity of this team? You know, Billy Beane used to always say you use the first 2 months of the season just to kind of sit back and assess the next 2 months to make the adjustments based upon what you're seeing. And so I think Chris Young is entering that time frame right now where he's thinking, you know, what can we add to this team? Because as much as they haven't had the start to the season they aspired to have, the American League West is not running away with it right now. Each team seems to have a little bit of a flaw that they're trying to navigate. So even though they don't feel they are where they aspired to be, they're really not that far out of contention in the American League West.
Thad, you said that, you know, like the talent is there. And my question is, like, outside of like the first 60 games of 2023 and then the playoffs, this offense has kind of been pretty bad. So, like, are we sure the talent is actually there?
Hey, listen, I appreciate you calling me out on that.
Because we're asking ourselves the same thing.
You know, because I think on paper there is a lot of talent there, but it's the chemistry of the group, which is to say, you know, when they were at their best, they were hitting home runs out of most slots of the lineup, and that's a little bit of a feast or famine approach to your offense. And you know, I think what they're seeing is they haven't, in over that time frame you just referenced, they have been less effective of getting on base. They've been a little bit less effective of playing, you know, Dare, what I would say is, you know, that small ball concept of getting runners over and getting runners in. They've been a little bit more dependent on the home run than most teams. And, you know, they say you kind of live and die by that approach. In 2023, they were thriving and clicking on all cylinders. Since that point, it hasn't been quite as productive. So I think they are doing a little soul searching there. And then keep in mind, they've had a few key injuries. When that 2023 stretch drive, you know, they introduced a young rookie named Evan Carter, who was supposed to be part of their core and their future. And, you know, heck, he came into the playoff scenario and he's hitting kind of in the middle of their order and producing significantly. He's been battling a lot of injuries ever since. And so I think some of the players that they thought were going to help bolster that offense have either faltered due to injury or due to some setbacks or due to some exposure that, you know, it is really tough to win when you're, you know, you're exceptional at slugging percentage, which they've faltered a little bit on here too, but where they're a little deficient in the on-base percentage.
So, Thad, they bring in our boy, our weekly buddy, Brett Boone. In your experience in the front office, has a switch at hitting coach actually done anything, or are guys just doing their own thing? The switching of a batting instructor, you think will do what or has done what in your experience?
You know, I hate to say this because, you know, I think Brett Boone probably is extremely talented and will have a successful career if this is what he chooses to do. But it is really tough to get a significant change in the middle of a season. You know, keep in mind, he doesn't have the benefit of spring training, working with these guys in the offseason. What professional coaches are doing in the offseason is, by and large, they're having touch points with all of their key players, and they're going to visit them. They're working one-on-one with them. You know, they're making sure they're on the same page. Brett Boone was not afforded that ability either in the offseason or in spring training. So to come in midstream, you know, absent of having a significant overhaul in the personnel and the philosophy, it's hard to envision there's going to be a significant uplift, especially in light of the fact that Donnie Ecker was an extremely well-regarded coach. So it wasn't as if he was regarded as a very onerous, rigid coach who told guys they had to do it his way or the proverbial highway, and now all of a sudden they're being set free to do it their way. He was known as a pretty forward-thinking hitting coach in Major League Baseball and a collaborator. So I'm not sure you should expect significant movement. Now, the one thing I think you do sometimes get an uplift from is the players kind of having this moment of, wow, we just cost somebody their job. Not that it should take that to get them to make changes, but sometimes it does. You know, it's that's the stark realization that, oh my goodness, we didn't realize we were going this badly, that it was going to, you know, force them to make a change. Now that they have, we got to step up. You know, you guys are watching them night in and night out from a, you know, 30,000 foot where I'm watching them. It doesn't seem as if there's been significant change since that point. It seems pretty clear that when their pitching staff holds guys down, which they're doing almost every night, if that offense can post, you know, four or five runs, they're winning ball games. But when they're in a dogfight and it's less than four runs from the offense, it puts an undue amount of stress on the pitching.
Former Twins GM and Rangers assistant GM Thad Levine joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Thad, what goes into the evaluation of buying or selling at the deadline? That's something that we're kind of trying to figure out for the Rangers right now. Is it market dependent? Are you just doing a lot of self-scouting and wondering what's the quality of my team? How much does it take to make them competitive? What's the process of evaluating that and deciding, do we buy, sell, or just stamp at?
It's a blindfold and a dartboard. I wish I could tell. I'm just kidding. There's a lot that goes into it. So I think I always felt, and you know, when I was there and had the pleasure of working with John Daniels, we kind of had some very specific criteria. We wanted to be a playoff contending team established with the roster we had. Then we wanted to like add to it. And John Hart, who was one of both John's and my mentors, always said, if the team has done its part to be in contention, and we can all debate what in contention means, but if they are in contention, it is the time for the front office to step up and do something that demonstratively helps their playoff push. So that was our goal all the time. So, you know, how that manifested itself was different year over year. Sometimes we were in first place. We were prohibitive favorite to win the division. That certainly was a qualifier for being in contention, and we were going to push to try to get somebody who could not only help us get there, but perhaps more importantly, help us once we got to the playoffs. But then there were times where we were 5-6 games out of first place, but we believed in the team. We felt the underlying numbers suggested that we needed to step up because this team was about to click. And, you know, that's when we got Cole Hamels 1 year, ended up coming from way behind and ultimately won the division and made a run in the playoffs. So I think it's up to each front office to determine the criteria. We were very clear on this. If we were in contention, we were going to buy. And so, you know, over a 7-8 year period, we ended up buying 6 or 7 times. And then, you know, ultimately that led to a little bit of a lull for the Texas Rangers, which, you know, they then bounced back out of and won the World Series in 2023. I think on the selling side, it's similar. You just don't want to be caught in between. The goal should always be, we're either building to win today or we're building to win tomorrow. But being in between and just sitting pat and doing nothing is just a missed opportunity. And I think you then look at your competitors and then you see them actively taking steps to improve the team for today or for down the road. And if you're sitting still, that's an uncomfortable position. So I think we always tried to force ourselves, let's make a choice, let's pick a lane, and let's pursue it, because we just didn't want to be caught in the middle. It's a trade cycle where you have a chance to really impact the fortunes of your franchise, and you don't want to miss on those opportunities. Now, one thing I'll say is you see it once every couple of years. The Detroit Tigers last year were one of the most prominent sellers at the deadline. All they've done since selling at the deadline in 2024 is go on to have the best record in the major league. Yeah. In the major league. So sometimes those sales do inspire activity in the clubhouse, almost despite the guys upstairs. That happens infrequently, but it certainly does happen from time to time.
Thad, we were throwing around ideas of how to get the offense better, trading pitching, you know, take it from our strength. So two-parter here. Which pitcher would have the most return value for the Rangers at the trade deadline? And I know they're not going to trade DeGrom, but considering age and contract and injury history, second Tommy John, what is his value on the trade market?
Well, I think so on the surface, I think he is still regarded qualitatively as, if not the best pitcher in the game, one of the best pitchers. So So qualitatively, every one of us who is using, you know, advanced analytics, scouting systems, scouts' eyes, all of those things triangulate to suggest Jacob DeGrom is one of, if not the best qualitative pitcher in the game. Now, he comes with a few other factors that have to be considered. You know, certainly the age is a factor. Certainly his history recently of injuries is of concern. And then so too is the salary. You know, that is going to be a factor as teams view him moving forward. But I would say that teams that can weather the contract have to look at him and say, he's not only somebody who can help us get to the playoffs, but when in the playoffs, he has the ability to not only neutralize, but dominate the best lineups in the game. And he would do it pitching game one of a playoff series. That is worth incredible value to teams. They're going to have to weigh that against the contract. They're going to have to weigh that against injury risk. But there are probably teams out there that would view that as a very positive gain because it will meaningfully enhance their championship odds, not only their ability to get there, but their ability to win a championship. And that's what we're all hunting.
Thad, with the state of the offense, I know you're kind of preaching patience right now. How many bats in a deal do you think it would take to get them to where they need to be a serious contender? Are we talking about a bat that could come in a DeGrom deal? It's not going to happen, but one big bat, two mediocre bats, like how much offensive help, if they were to make a deal, do you think this team needs?
I guess I would search from within first and just find out, is there anything we're missing from within? Is there a philosophical change that we can embrace? What would it take to get this team rolling? Because as you guys know, I do believe from watching baseball, hitting is infectious. So too is not hitting. Yeah. And I think what you guys have experienced is the not hitting part being infectious. But what would it take for you guys to start getting rolling? You know, Marcus Semien seems like he's getting a little hotter right now. Is it pairing up Marcus Semien with Seager being hot in that middle of that order? Is it that, you know, takes some pressure off guys like Wyatt Langford, and now all of a sudden he hits another stride? And then you look up and you say, okay, we've got the middle of our order clicking on a lot of cylinders, and it just takes the pressure off some of the other guys. You've got some great complementary pieces there, you know, like Smith, who's done extremely well, and he's been in kind of a Swiss Army knife, both from a lineup standpoint, but also defensively. So I wonder how subtle a change would need to take. You know, maybe we're not clicking 1 through 9 at that point, but if you got the heart of that order going, they're going to be able to do enough damage to be able to support that pitching staff. And if that pitching staff keeps maintaining ERAs in the low to mid threes, that offense is more than capable of putting up 4 runs a night. Now, searching from without, if you're trading a guy like Jacob DeGrom and meaningfully taking a step back from your starting rotation, you know, I think there's a real debate. Are we building for next year, or are we trying to put the return of that in somebody who's going to help us today? That's probably a little bit of a tougher trade to execute because the team that is acquiring Jacob DeGrom is not going to want to subtract meaningfully from their offense in the name of getting him, because he is definitely a go for it now player. I think you'd have to view that acquisition on the other side of it as we're doing everything we can to try to win in 2025. And if DeGrom continues to perform beyond that, great, but we're not missing on 2025. So I think it's unlikely you're going to be able to get a meaningful now ready major league bat or bats back in return. That doesn't mean you couldn't get a few guys who are on the horizon with real prospect value, because I do think that's what Jacob DeGrom would demand. I think what's more likely that you may have to bring back in that is a salary player at the major league level. And if the focus is on an offensive player in that deal, that would make sense. I just think realistically, the team who's acquiring Jacob DeGrom is pushing a heck of a lot of chips in for 2025. Whoever you're getting back at the major league level is probably less likely to be the impact player or the impact bat that you just referenced in the question.
Thad Levine's podcast is Rosters to Rings. We're getting rave reviews from coworkers and Tolos over Thad's appearance here on The Morning Show. Thank you so much for the time. Let's do it again, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thad Levine on DFW Sports Station. Rangers, Twins, back in action tonight. Make sure Thad is off the line before I give the tease Peyton wants me to give.
Oh, no.
It's not pee-pee in the morning. He's changing it to
poo-poo in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
43-year-old professional broadcaster saying that next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, congrats to Peyton Manning. He has found himself on the most toxic show on The Fan, and there's no number two.
He put together the single worst 30 minutes in live radio history.
Tuesday 20th, time for a little PP in the morning. Or maybe Sean, you know, he teased that maybe we already changed the name of the segment to Poo Poo in the Morning with this first segment here, this first topic. The British are coming, they say. Real quick, history lesson. Who said that?
The British are coming. Paul Revere.
Genius. RJ Choppy. Look at that.
Tennessee. You're quizzing us.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, what was he looking at?
The British, I think.
No, what was the signal?
He was looking at the
what
British.
What was the signal?
RJ, I asked the questions of this segment. We can wait till tomorrow at 7:40, your segment. You can ask all the questions.
Do you know where the signal was?
No idea.
That was not a quiz. That was him just asking for information. Like, hey, who is he? Who said that? He just knew the phrase. He didn't know who said it.
I will say Ross was the total opposite of you in terms of historical knowledge. He was one to go ahead and talk about the 60s and the 70s, like total opposite of you. And I believe he's younger than you. So that was a little opposite.
Well, look at that.
Total opposite number. Maybe Peyton plays the return bumpers, everything.
Who wrote the book?
All right. Do your segment.
All right. The British are coming. British doctors are prescribing poo pills. Yes, poo pills with freeze-dried feces inside the capsules. You might be turned off by this crap, no pun intended, for obvious reasons. But recently, these pills with poop inside them have shown promises in treating everything from cancer to liver disease. It can also help with those with the aging look. No more wrinkles, RJ. And these
look at the segment where they turn on each other. Here we go. This is it.
And just in case you're wondering, these are taken from healthy people. It's not just in your average Joe off the street that they take this. Just in case you're wondering. It's not your average human who's giving their crap to these doctors. Let's just say these pills are promised to treat all of your issues of all time. You're clear. You're healthy as can be. Would you take them? It is a pill. It's in a capsule. You're not tasting it unless you chew on the pill.
Yeah.
Would you take it?
If
aches and pains, nothing.
No more aches and pains, you're guaranteeing it?
You feel like prime Mike Trout.
Prime Mike Trout, I'll be laid up in bed every other weekend. So no more aches and pains, liver issues go away, all that goes. Yeah, sure.
You're 100%.
Yeah, if you're guaranteeing.
17 years old again.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, with like pills is how long does that have to sit on your tongue before you start tasting it? That plastic dissolves and you get the Liver King's you-know-what right there on your tongue.
Yeah. Oh.
This is disgusting. Without the guarantee.
And you need this the most of anyone.
Yeah. If it was guaranteed. Yeah, like guaranteed. But it's not. Without the guarantee, there's only one person in this building who would take it.
Eric.
Eric would absolutely take this and be like, well, might as well give it a shot.
If it cleared all of my problems, I would until I taste one bit. The first time it's in my mouth a little too long. The water dissolves the pill. I'm done with it.
How much are these?
I don't know the price yet. They're testing it out in the UK, but we'll see. Hopefully they make it over here to the States one day, because I think a lot of people will try it.
Imagine that being your... It's not going to clear anything. It's not going to clear and guarantee your symptoms. Stop selling it as that. Mark Cuban's going to yell at you like you're selling something on Shark Tank that has to do with medicine. Imagine that job. That's your job of... putting it in the capsules. That's your job in life.
Oh my God.
Disgusting.
Who are they taking? Like, who would you take this from? Like, I wonder who they're just
Liver
like,
King.
This is enough. We can do this. We can take
this. I love how he you know, he clarifies. It's not from some bum.
A healthy individual.
It's a marathon people. Runner. Oh, yeah. Let me eat that.
All right. No more poop stories here. But we will talk about this next story. Sean, you can finally sleep at night. I know this was stressing you out. You said you were turning on The Last Dance. I know this story was stretching out a little bit. But the zebra has been found in Tennessee. Ed the zebra. Everyone can finally relax. Ed the zebra has been found.
Ed
the zebra. And Aiden will have the video up on the fan cam. Look at him getting rescued there. They found him. Sean, look at us. Look at this. They picked him up in a helicopter. They took Jerry Jones helicopter and just airlifted him out of there. But yes, he was a viral sensation the last couple weeks.
Look at Ed the slowly zebra. Spinning around. I love the name Ed the zebra.
Ed the zebra.
I have not heard this story at all. This was a viral thing. There was a where was it? Where was this zebra?
Tennessee.
But where did he been? Like, where was he stuck that he needed rescue?
Rutherford County in Tennessee, by the way.
Are they super fast?
Dude, like quick. They can be quick.
Yeah. They can be?
Because you chase them and they like, oh, well, I don't want to be caught. So they keep running. Like, this is how he was found, as people showed up on like Ring cameras.
Wow, we need him.
Zebras run up to 40 miles an hour.
We need him to narrate a Netflix National Geographic. Yeah. As he just explained to me. Why animals run. They don't want to get caught, and you run after them, and then they run faster away from you.
Yeah, runs away from Peyton Russell.
Exactly. Peyton would be good. It'd be like the Snoop Dogg Plazanet Earth. Like Peyton would give us all sorts of made-up commentary about it.
But yeah, Ed was reported missing on May 31st, so a little over a couple weeks ago, which had everyone on the lookout for him. And like I said, he was found. You know, there's videos out there on people's Ring cameras and everything they have around the house, security footage of the zebra just walking right through the neighborhood.
Why are we flying him back and not just driving him back? Because
Pete
is going to be here like you're giving him trauma. He's spinning up in the air like a ceiling fan. Mm. His ears are probably popping.
They had to have drugged him somehow. Like the look on his face, I know it was hard to see there, but he looks out of it, man. I mean, you have to be.
Was there a close-up, a zoom-in of his face?
I think at the very end, it didn't zoom up, or maybe there's other videos out there of you can zoom in on him. But he's just like, you know, eyes are kind of squinted. He's just relaxing. He's loving life, though. He probably did it on purpose. He's like, they're going to airlift me out of here. Let me run away from my owner.
There's got to be a reason with the reins that they didn't have reins on him, and he was a wild animal. But that's why they didn't put him in the truck. I don't know.
Zebras can run up to 43 miles per hour.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
They're very fast.
You just pulled a choppy.
I did. They also, there was this thing I saw this one time on
when animals want to get away from you, they turn around and run.
Move to your next one.
No, don't cover up your mistake. Don't get mad about it. Own it. Just own it.
I owned it. I was like, all right.
No, move on. Move along. Talk about something else.
But yes, Ed the Zebra has been found. Thank goodness. All right. It is pee-pee in the morning, or poo-poo in the morning, as Sean stated last segment. Last story here, Delta Airlines. We have another airline story. Look, the planes are in trouble now, but inside the planes is where the issue is happening. Another week, another plane story here. We have a man who works at Barstool who filmed himself in a Delta airline flight, and he was a victim of a crying baby on the flight. Have you guys been affected by this trauma before? I don't think I have. I've had like the crying baby a little bit, but then they're calmed down within minutes. I've never had the ongoing cry, because this is a video that goes on, I assume, for minutes and minutes long.
You didn't listen to it? I mean, probably would have been good to play the audio and to see how annoying it was.
Really hear it.
Well, I listened to it. I did hear it. And I think you kind of answered it. It wasn't, this to me is a, this is a manufactured Barstool bit. This is a guy trying to do his daily article for the day. The baby was not that bad. I clicked on it and listened because I'm about to torture other people taking my kids to Maryland at the end of the month. But I love the comments. He got destroyed.
He
got murdered, saying the parents are going through five times the hell. tell that you are shut your mouth, and he's just doubling and tripling down.
This is somebody who I don't know who this is. Zero chance he has children.
Yeah, zero.
Nobody with kids complains about other kids crying.
Yeah.
No. Because first of all, the moment you have a child, I don't hear any kid cry. I only hear my own kids cry.
Well, the parental hearing thing, like Amanda, my daughter's obsessed with Baby Shark. It puts her in a trance. If I want to get stuff done or I want to be left alone, I put on Baby Shark and she's like, how can you deal with that? How can you listen to the same thing over and over? I said, I'd much rather deal with that than her bugging me or whining or crying. I don't care what the TV is playing in terms of the kids' show. She can't handle it. She can't take it.
The parents are absolutely going, they're mortified. Baby's parents are mortified.
Are you supposed to, as a parent with a crying baby on a flight, does it do anything to, and I don't have kids, so I don't know this, I'm asking, but like, are you supposed to like walk up and down the aisle like to try and calm him down, or is that just...
If my daughter is crying on this flight and the seatbelt sign is off, I will get up and walk up and down with her. She will stop crying. Mm-hmm. When I sit down with her on my lap, she becomes all squirmy and tries to get out. If I'm standing with her on my shoulder, I have a much better chance for a longer time period of her chilling out. But she'll be looking at the new plane stuff. She'll be looking at the people. That will keep her calm for a little bit until I sit back down. But I'm planning.
We went to the beach with Julian with the kids, and it was like he was like maybe a year. And we were there for about a week, and he had developed an ear infection from the water. He was perfect on the way out. On the way back, the entire time he just screamed. And this is on one of those small, like the one seat and then two, so it was a much smaller plane. Awful. It was awful. What was he going to do?
I'd rather drive with the kids every day of the week than fly with them. Like when we had talked about, when we went to Florida last year, we had talked about flying, and I was like, I don't want to take the kids through security. I don't want to get them on
the plane.
They're
totally fine now, Bobby.
No, not Laura. About? Laura would not have been good on that. And so I was like, we're driving because I'm not putting up with that. So I've always been panicked about what that'll be. No, she was not 10 then. She was 7. And then I feel guilty and awful for anybody who's dealing with it, but I would never snap on anyone.
PP/poo-poo in the morning here every single Tuesday at 8:20 on 105.3 The Fan. How much are you willing to sacrifice for the Cowboys to make a trade for a star running back? That's next in Below the Belt on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
My belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
All right, let's see how much you actually want to fix the running game. A lot of people complained about it, said, We need a star runner. Should have added somebody this offseason. Should have improved the running game. I've got an option for you. And we just got to see if you're comfortable with the cost it would take to acquire this player here. And Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. James Cook, the running back from the Buffalo Bills, who has been really, really impressive the last couple years.
I love him. Last year helped me win the championship, Peyton, in case you had not heard.
He is a two-time Pro Bowler, and it's wild to look at his stats. So the last 2 years, he's rushed for over 1,000 yards. Last year, he had 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns. He had another two receiving, caught 32 passes. He plays like 40% of the snaps for Buffalo. It's not very much at all. It's like 40-50%. He's not out there very frequently. He's staggered and used in like very narrow ways. So he wants a new contract. He wants $15 million. He's not getting $15 million from Buffalo or anybody else. It's not happening. Even Saquon Barkley, when he went back out there and he was like the most revered running back free agent in a long time, Saquon got 12. That's going to be kind of the ceiling here. 12 is the top currently in terms of for guys. McCaffrey got re-signed at, I think, 16 a couple of years ago. But when Zeke hit 15, that definitely flattened the market and dropped prices. And so James Cook can want 15. The reality is the very top of the market in recent years when exposed to the market has been more like 12. So that's probably more in line with what he could potentially get. But James Cook, really good player. He'll be 26 years old in September, so he's a little on the older side, having only played three seasons. The brother of Dalvin Cook. A lot of people don't know that, but James Cook, Dalvin Cook, brothers there. So I've got he has sold his home in Buffalo, apparently. He is done. He's not going around the organization.
Sold the home.
He sold his home in Buffalo. He's told them he's not reporting. He wants a new deal. It's been sour tension, sour feelings in Buffalo for this entire offseason.
If he wants a new deal, he's trying to hold them to get, why would he sell the house?
Because I think now the point that he's gotten to is he wants out. Right. I don't think he's officially requested a trade yet, but he's definitely trying to leverage.
Let me possibly correct you on the running back market.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to two different sites, and the average per year is Saquon at 20.6, McCaffrey at 19, Derrick Henry at 15, Jonathan Taylor at 14. Then we get to the 12s with Kamara and Josh Jacobs.
So the extension on Barkley just occurred this offseason. That has not been what it was, but the extension on Barkley was something where it's like a funny money tacked on. His value was 12 when he signed. And that was after he put up 2,000 yards that he was given an extension. McCaffrey had gotten the 16, and then he got the extension recently that bumped him up. I didn't remember what the McCaffrey number was, but generally everything flat light. So Zeke got 15 in 2019. On the open market, nobody has surpassed that since in 6 years. Cowboys completely reset the market at running back. We always talk about, do things reset or do you get overcorrection? Like, okay. And Dallas is one of the first teams that really overcorrected it. But yeah, McCaffrey was 19. I thought he was 16 or 17. Didn't realize he's up to 19 now, but generally
Henry's 15.
Right. These are extensions though. That's what I was talking about. Open market, what you would generally get exposed out there. When you look at James Cook and you look at the type of player that he is, he's been really good, but it'd be a ton of money to spend on somebody who has essentially been a part-time player. He doesn't play those sort of reps typically, and nobody's invested on a player like that. Think Marion Barber in the past. When he was splitting reps with Felix Jones, how frequently Marion Barber played with Felix Jones, Julius,
yeah.
That was sort of the amount of work that James Cook has gotten. So I got three trades that you can look at here if you would want to happen. But you would be in favor, just in a vacuum, of James Cook on the Cowboys would be awesome, right?
Well, it would be awesome. I mean, not to crap all over your segment, but this has, you know, a negative percent chance of happening at his dollar value.
Because a lot of people with the fan text are coming in with, why would you get a running back when you don't even know if your line is good? And the others have said they've already improved their running game through the offensive line.
They have improved their running game through the offensive line. That didn't prevent anybody from complaining
James Cook is a beast.
Yeah, he's good.
James Cook is electric. Miles Sanders is a hope. So is Javonte Williams. I know Bobby has turned Miles Sanders into Barry Sanders out here at practice. James Cook is a game changer.
Yeah, he's an impact player at running back. And he's somebody who maximizes more than he gets. Javonte Williams, even if he's the return to Javonte Williams, is not an explosive player. Like, he's not what Cook is.
Yeah.
Sanders was that guy a couple years ago, probably isn't anymore. He may have more juice, but he probably isn't. So when James Cook gets straight out.
As for the offensive line text, they're assuming with all the resources they put into this, they're going to have a good offensive line. I think you should operate on that assumption. I don't need to see the offensive line before I try and go get a guy who maybe dealt this offseason versus saying, you know what, next year after I see the offensive line's good, then I'll upgrade at running back and increase the talent.
I agree. I think it does or should change how much you're willing to part with to get that.
You're saying part with less.
Yeah,
you
I'm need, saying like
you can have a lesser player.
If I knew, well, I'll say like if I knew, if you knew the line when they drafted Zeke, the Cowboys knew they had a great offensive line.
Yeah,
I mean, shoot, Darren McFadden was like third in yards per carry the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that line was going to be great. You could go get your running back, or you could spend a lot on the running back. I think what they're trying to say at this point is, yeah, you can go get people that could help your that could be running, you know, running back stuff, help you run the game, but they wouldn't part with a really high pick or a lot of cash without knowing how good the offensive line is.
I think if the offensive line is bad this year or the offensive line is worse than it was last year, that's an upset. I think the safe assumption is they will be good. And if they're bad, that is a failure and not expected. I think generally the expectation is their offensive line will be good this year, even if it won't be great. All right, so there's two ways you can go about getting a player like Cook. You can go capital or you can go player. So the only player that would make sense as a swap, just directly if you were to go player for player, would be somebody like Deron Bland, which I assume would be off the table for everybody here.
Off the table.
Given the cornerback situation. If Diggs were healthy and if Diggs had performed at a better level, if you hadn't seen so many struggles from Kalen Carson, maybe it would have been an option. But Bland has shown too much value to go ahead and make that kind of a move. So the options are the draft
and
capital.
And I'm not saying I think James Cook is better at what he does than Deron Bland, but not with this set of circumstances.
So when you look at draft capital that you have to give up, it's probably similar to the Pickens and Bateman question of who's going to get the contract extension versus who are you potentially going to have to expose to the market. So if I gave you James Cook, but it's at a trade for a third round pick and you don't get a contract extension out of it, you can tag maybe once, but basically a third round pick with no guarantee for the future. Would that be enough with the way this team is structured right now that you'd say I would add that to the future?
No.
Chop?
No.
I got to pay him 12 or 13 in a proposed long-term deal?
You're not paying him.
You're not paying him.
You're not. This is third round pick and you understand this is a 1 year. This is DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift, when he got traded from the Lions to the Eagles, was a fourth round pick and
absolutely
exposed
not
to the market.
No.
Not a good enough team to be able to bank on it with. Okay. If I told you then that you're going to get an extension done with him and it's going to be $12 million a year, probably, okay, over 3 to 4 years.
He's 25 years old.
Yep, 25 years old. A lot of carries already. But you're going to get an extension.
I thought you said he
him
played 40% of the time.
But his usage within those, like when he's on the offense, his usage rate when he's on the field is really, really high.
He had over 200 carries each of the last 2 years.
So if you end up getting James Cook and were to trade for him and get an extension done, $12, $13 million annually, roughly, 3, 4 years, something like that, you would, at that point then, be looking at giving up future third, fourth, probably. So if I say you're locking him in, you're not walking away from him, but it's probably a third and a fourth. Christian McCaffrey went for a 2, 3, 4, and a 5. He's not McCaffrey, but he's near the top of the market.
Is he better than David Montgomery?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Oh. Because he got like 6. He got not twice as good as Montgomery.
David Montgomery, I think, is there. You got to look at David Montgomery through the context of where he had played. Because when David Montgomery got 6, what was that? That was 2023. He had not been the player James Cook had been while Montgomery was with Chicago.
Look, man, I'm still not doing it. This roster is so top heavy. It doesn't make smart financial sense to pay a running back $12 million. If the line is as good as I think it's going to be, I'm just going to plug and play. And I'm not giving up another mid-round pick. I'm not giving up a third and a fourth and then paying you 12 on top of it. So the answer for me on that is also no. And I love James Cook.
And that'll be something that we look at today will be the running back group while we're out there at minicamp today, tomorrow, Thursday. Schottenheimer, I'm sure, will get asked about the rotation because that'll be something that as we get into training camp, it'll be interesting to see who takes the majority of the carries. It's been assumed that it was going to be Javonte Williams. I think it's going to be Miles Sanders by the time we get to Oxnard.
I do have the Dallas Cowboys in the first and second spot with future team homes from Vegas for a couple players.
All right. Who are they?
All right. Let me see how I can make this a fun guessing game first and below the belt. Jair Alexander's next team. You want to guess who the favorite is?
He's Miami.
A free agent. Miami's second. San Fran is first. The Eagles are third. The Cowboys are all the way down at 25-1. They got about 10 teams in front of them. Von Miller, who we have not talked about or mentioned at all in the offseason, Vegas has him going to the Dallas Cowboys at 7-2, Kansas City 9-2, then the Jets, and then Za'Darius Smith, the favorite out there, is Kansas City 5-1. Dallas Cowboys next at 6-1. So the Cowboys first for Von Miller, second for Za'Darius Smith.
Boy, Von Miller would, I know Von Miller would like to be here.
Yeah.
Like just to be home in the area again. I'd be really stunned if he went to Kansas City. Just because of the fact of when you look at Von Miller, how high was Denver even on that list?
No.
I would think that there's a greater likelihood that he would do a farewell tour signing with Denver than he would ever sign with Kansas City.
He's 36.
Yeah.
He's still good. He's not what he once was, but he's still good.
Could the Cowboys use him, or they have too many up and coming guys?
So they've got they've got Fowler, who was a double-digit sack guy last year. They drafted Nyland. They've got Sam Williams coming back from injury. They've got Ezeraku, Parsons. That's five pass rushers right there.
Yeah, I'm saying no to Von Miller.
As a situational pass, if you didn't have Ezeraku, maybe it's more of a discussion that it's somebody who can kind of step in and spell Parsons in certain instances. But otherwise, when you're talking about an older player who is declining, still a good player, but is definitely declining and not contributing at the same rate.
B-Lo, D-Belt, on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, set us up for the practice schedule this week.
We'll be out there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Schottenheimer talks later today. Definitely talks Thursday. I think there's a question about Wednesday, but we'll definitely hear from Brian Schottenheimer and the players today.
We got a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway for you next. I'm doing this in the next segment. Not making you wonder, not 9:30, not crosstalk commercials, not in crosstalk. Luke Bryan tickets for you next. And is Texas still the king? RJ has it in a college kegger. Final hour, Tolo Tuesday after this.
After we get you over to QC Kinetics, get you healthy and keep you healthy, boys and girls. That joint pain, it's crippling. I know, it stinks. I had it right elbow, right shoulder, left elbow, left shoulder. Debilitating. Couldn't grip a water bottle. Couldn't even carry it. I had to tuck it under my arm. Working out, good luck. Throwing the baseball at the kids, no. Golf, not a chance. It really just debilitates your entire way of life. All you got to do is go to QC Kinetics. Wish I had done that sooner. I did it finally back in 2021. Within two sessions, I was 100%. This is after steroid injections elsewhere. This is after surgery chatter. I went to QC Kinetics. I got healthy again. Thank you to QC Kinetics. Natural biologics, restorative, regenerative options allows your body's own healing properties to target those aching joints. It's the time of year to do it. You could do this. You'll be free and clear. At least I was. In about 2 weeks, it was two sessions, and in 2 weeks, I was 100%. Could not be more happy. QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. 972-972-8610, QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.